Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. One of the most juicy and commonly eaten fruits is celebrated in October. Deputy Agriculture Commissioner Drew DeBerry says this is National Apple Month.
Well, thank you, Tony. With 7,500 varieties of apple grown throughout the world and 100 varieties of apple grown commercially in the United States, we certainly have a lot to celebrate this month. In Texas, apples are grown in several regions. The Davis Mountains and the High Plains region near Lubbock have been the most successful production areas for growing apples in Texas.
Now, we normally think about apples as being a northern crop up in Michigan and Wisconsin. What do we need to grow apples in Texas?
Well, apples need winter chilling and a relatively dry growing season, which, Tony, you and I both know we've not had a shortage of dry weather here in Texas. Apple trees also prefer deep, well-drained soil. And a major factor, back to the chilling, is that exactly. The chilling is a very important part of apple production. Apples need that cold weather for success. But once an apple is grown, the benefits are many. They taste good, they're easy to travel, and remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Well, apples have antioxidants, which are disease-fighting compounds. The fruit contains fiber and is also a good source of vitamin C.
So where can we find apple orchards?
Well, there are many apple orchards across the Lone Star State. Some even will allow you to pick your own fruit, and I encourage your listeners to go to gotexan.org to find more about that.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.